hello, and welcome back to the Marketing Online with Ease podcast, and I'm your host, Marshalyn Hudson. So today we're going to talk about the rave, right, of AI and ChatGPT. So today I want to give you a few tips on how to use ChatGPT correctly, how to be able to create content in a matter of minutes, how to use it for your marketing campaign, and how to not lose your own voice as you use ChatGPT and create great content that will continue to attract your ideal audience. So I hope that you will subscribe to our podcast channel, Marketing Online with Ease, and be sure to visit our website, MarshaLynnHudson.com, because we have more free resources on ChatGPT, branding, marketing, and so much more in our free vault. So let's get started. So today I want to talk about the big buzz, ChatGPT. So I've been doing a few trainings on it, helping business owners who are having a few struggles with coming up with content, because I would prefer you to at least post and engage and grow your visibility with social media than to not do it at all. So I like the fact that we have something now to help us create content to stay consistent and continue to build our brand, because you know, branding is my jam, because it's everything. This is the way we grow our business, by growing our brand, letting people get to know us. They get to like us, they get to trust us, and we get to have a successful business. So let me give you a few tips about ChatGPT. So first of all, I'm sure as you know, it is a robot. ChatGPT is AI, artificial intelligence, and it's a robot. And so if you go online to begin to use ChatGPT, you will log into chat.openai.com. Once again, that's chat.openai.com. And it's free, and there is a paid version. I think it's about $20, but you can use the free version for now to get started. So what I've been talking about and training on and giving workshops on would be how to create content for your marketing plan with ChatGPT. So if you haven't started a good marketing plan, marketing is what will continue to grow our business. So grab that pen, grab some paper. Hopefully you have some time to sit, or maybe you're on a treadmill. I love listening to podcasts on the treadmill, or just hanging out listening to something that's going to help my business. So ChatGPT, it is the rave right now. So when I say you could create your entire marketing plan, let's talk about the different entities that you can use ChatGPT for, this artificial intelligence robot that we can pretty much ask anything and get information. And when I say your entire campaign, let me just use this example of a campaign. It starts with your website, because your website is the front door of your business. And you may say, well, Marsha, I don't have a website. Well, hopefully you're working on that, but you can use it for that. Secondly, you can use it for your social media presence. And I hope you don't say, Marsha, I'm not on social media, because as business owners, entrepreneurs, startups, we do need a presence on social media. You only need one platform. You don't even need to be everywhere to start building your brand. And that's the good thing about it. I started teaching social media branding in 2015, and now here it is 8 years later, and things have changed so much. It used to be you had to be on every site, you had to be on there every day, posting several times a day. Well, things have changed, and it's not like that. Quality is more important than quantity. So one site, two at the most. So now you want to make sure you have your social media. Third part, if you have your campaign, and this is non-negotiable, is email, building your email list. And I hope that you're doing that, because that is where you make your sales, in the email. Social media is the top of the funnel. It is for creating visibility and awareness, not so much sales, okay? But email marketing is where you make your sales. So we're talking about the website, your social media, your email marketing campaign. And then I'll give you a little schedule for how often you should be creating content there. Now, maybe you have a blog or you have a podcast show, or maybe you want to start a podcast because podcasts are so easy and so simple and they're wonderful for building a brand. Or maybe you have a YouTube channel, you're on YouTube and you're doing videos, or maybe you want to do lives like Facebook Live or Instagram Live. Everything that you need for your marketing campaign, ChatGPT can help you. And maybe you have LinkedIn and you want to start doing newsletters. So it's just great for an entire marketing campaign. And then maybe eventually you want to write an ebook or create a mini course. It's just wonderful for all of those things. So let's talk about a good schedule for content creation, because content is the main thing that will get the attention of the clients that you want, get them in your system, get them to knowing you, liking you, trusting you, hearing you over and over each week, and driving them down that pipeline to become a customer. So I like to say, there is a 3-day strategy that I like to teach my clients, because they're busy. You're busy. You're running your business. You're trying to grow your business. You're trying to make money. You're running your life. It's everything. But you have this passion and you have this dream, and it is your business, whether it's a side business or a full business or you're starting it. Well, I like the 3-day a week strategy, and 3 days, that means it's not too much and it's not, you know, too small of a number. 2 days, maybe, but I prefer 3. 1 is not enough. People won't remember you. People will forget about you. It's 4.6 billion people online. You get lost in the shuffle. You need to show up and build your brand every week. You need to show up and build your brand, whether it's on one social media platform, your email, wherever you have a blog or whatever, you want to show up. So the 2 to 3 day week, a week plan is really good. Now, it may not even take you more than 10, 15 minutes to do this. This plan was showing up with your brand. So let's say you say, okay, Marcia, I do need to build my list and I need to start an email marketing campaign. Well, you can send out an email once a week, and I'm getting ready to tell you how to take one piece of content and use it in all of your places. That's the great thing about ChatGPT, right? So if you are there and you have that chat.openai.com, maybe it's on your phone, you want to play around with it as we go through this podcast, let's use an example. So let's say you have your planning time. If you know anything about me, I always tell people, have a planning day. You may only need 2 hours for your planning day. It may be on a Saturday or it may be on a Sunday afternoon. You know, leave your regular environment. I have a nice office here at home, but I'll leave and go to Starbucks and do some work. And sometimes I'll go to another coffee house or La Madeleine and just spend a few hours thinking and planning and working on things. It is a wonderful activity for us as business owners. So just block off the 2 hours. If you go to a coffee house, get coffee or tea or whatever, and it's really great. And so you can work on your plan. So let's say, and I'm going to use my own industry as an example. I am a brand strategist and a digital marketer and a consultant. So let's say I wanted to ask ChatGPT for a post. And I may say, give me a Facebook post. I want to be very specific with ChatGPT. Give me a Facebook post on 5 ways to grow my brand as a startup or as a business owner, in the tone of, and then you can say a certain person, or you can say in the tone that's informative or entertaining or light tone. So it will give you that. And you can even ask it to give you hashtags. So once you put that in, it will give you a Facebook post on how to grow your brand or grow your business as a business owner for Facebook. And the good thing about ChatGPT is it saves everything for you. So now you can ask it to give me an Instagram post or Instagram reel on 3 ways to grow my business and grow my brand for entrepreneurs, in the tone of, and you can say that. Now you can even go further as to say, give me a paragraph in more detail. Or you can say, rewrite that paragraph or give me more tips. And so it keeps giving you that. So now you have one for Facebook, one for Instagram. And then you can go in and say, well, give me an email script on how to grow my brand and grow my business online. And it will give you an email script in the tone of, let's say you pick Tony Robbins or, you know, whoever you pick, or informative tone or informal tone. And it will actually give you an email script. And then you can say, well, give me a subject line for the email, for this type of email. And it will even give you a subject line. And you might not like that one. And you say, well, give me three more subject lines. And then you can even ask it for a call to action. Give me three sample call to actions. So now it's giving you something for social media, something for email. And then you can go in and say, give me a blog post for growing your business online with social media as an entrepreneur in the tone of whatever. And then you can even say, well, give me five lists, top lists and ideas. And so it gives you lists and things like that. So now you have a blog, and then you can continue to go on and even ask it for a video script. Give me a video script of what to say on a video or live or on YouTube on growing your brand. And it will give you a script. It will give you titles. It will give you hashtags. So now you have all of this, right? So now you go into your Facebook, and I like to say, don't just copy and paste, and make some changes, change some words around, don't lose your voice, use first person. So you go and you open up your Facebook, and you might say, I am always trying to grow my brand and grow my business because I want to be successful. And here are some ways to grow your brand and grow your business. And then you can put what you got from ChatGPT, where you change some things around, right? Don't just copy and paste, and you post that to Facebook. Then you go to your Instagram and you do something similar, and you post the one that it gave you for Instagram. And then if you have a blog, you go and you change a few things around. Now you have a blog. If you want to send an email, which I highly suggest you send one a week, and you make sure you have your email provider, whether it's Constant Contact or ConvertKit or MailerLite, and you open up your email provider and you put your email script with your email, your call to action. It is wonderful. It's a help. It's an assistant. Now, of course, you want to do some more things on your own, but this is a help. It's an assistant. And I help with creating an email campaign. That's one of the things that I teach in my program, Path to Profits. So if you're looking for more help, or you're like, I really need to create an email campaign, well, let's get on a call. Let's get on a call. Email me. Go to my website, MarshaLynnHudson.com, and go to the contact and email me and say, Marsha, I'd love to get on a free 20-minute call because I want to know the full details of creating an email campaign. And I do teach that. So now, you know, you have that. And then you can move forward with articles or anything. And you may say, I need to update my website, because a website is nice when it's pretty, but it doesn't convert with just being pretty. The words matter. So you need to have the right kind of words on the homepage. ChatGPT can help you with that. You need the right words on the about page. You need the right words on the services page. And the words are not about you and your business. The words are about your client's pain points, your client's frustrations, your client's problems that they're having with, and the desires that they have. Those are the words that should be on your website. And ChatGPT can help you with that. Also, sales pages and lead magnets. And so all of those things I teach in the Path to Profits program on how to build a complete brand. Now, ChatGPT is an idea generator. It's a start. But if you want a complete package to build your brand, move forward, get started, growing your business, scaling your business, let's get on a call. So play around with ChatGPT. like I say, as I wrap up, it is an idea generator. It is great for getting content, getting started. It is good to get your marketing campaign off the ground and then move forward with moving a little further, maybe getting coaching with me or getting in our Branding Success Academy, our monthly membership. And sometimes we think we can do a lot on our own, and I get it. And we waste month after years going to this training, piecing this together, watching these free things, watching that. And then we get all of this information, but we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to put it into a system. And that's what helps us to grow. We need a system. And so we have all this information. And I always say information is free because you can get it everywhere, YouTube, Google, but implementation is paid. So when you are ready to take that information and have someone walk along with you to implement the system and the plan that's going to help you grow your business, that's when you're going to take off and hit momentum. And I can truly say you will start to grow a wildly successful brand and a wildly successful business. So I hope that these tips have helped you. I hope you subscribe. Be sure and check out MarshaLynnHudson.com, our website, because I have so many free resources, and a free resource on ChatGPT is there. Free resources on branding and marketing and growing your business. And don't forget, as I always say, you are the secret sauce to your success.